All right, so we're going to consider some truth from Matthew chapter 7 this morning. Matthew 7, verse 13.
今早晨我们要学习的是马太福音第七章第十四节。
Matthew 11:13 says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it."
马太福音第七章第十三节，第十三节说呢，你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
There are two roads.
有两条路。
In life.
在我们的人生里。
There is what this verse calls the broad road.
就是这个有一个呢，就是这句经文告诉我们的是宽路。
And there's the narrow road.
还有一个窄路。
And everyone, when they are born, are on the broad road.
所以每个出生的人呢，他们是走在宽路上的。
And so the teaching of this verse, the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching, and he says, you've got to enter by the narrow gate.
所以这个呢，就是说是啊，我们这两节经文的教导，这是我们主耶稣基督在教导。他们说你们要进窄门。
The logic is simple.
这个逻辑非常简单。
You're born on a broad road.
你出生在宽路上。
And if you don't do anything, you'll keep going on the broad road.
如果你什么都不做，那么你一直沿着宽路往下走。
The end of the broad road is destruction.
所以那个宽路的终点是毁灭。
That's a most unwelcome conclusion.
这就是我们大家最不喜欢的结论。
But there's a narrow road, and that's the alternative.
但是呢，就有一个另外一个选择，有一个窄路。
And it leads to life.
这个呢，引向生命。
That's pretty simple.
非常简单。
If there's a road that leads to life,
如果有一条道引向生命,
and if every other road leads to destruction,
如果其他路都引向灭亡,
which way would you like to go?
你想走哪条路呢?
And so you say to yourself, if there is a road that leads to life, I would like to find it. I'd like to learn about it, and then I would like to get on it.
也就是说呢，如果真的有一条路呢，引向生命呢，我想要去找到那条路，我想要知道那条路，我要想走在那条路上。
I remember the story of the man who was driving down the highway.
我知道一个故事，一个人呢，他在高速公路上开车。His
wife said to him, Wally, he said, she said, we're going the wrong way.
所以他太太跟他说是某某人，我们走在错的方向上。
And Wally said, doesn't matter, honey, we're making great time.
所以他说，万里跟他说呢，亲爱的，不重要，因为我们有大量的时间。
Going fast in the wrong road, the wrong direction.
如果你在那个错误的方向上开得越快,
surely, the most important thing in life is to say, is there a right road?
所以非常确定在我们的人生里面说有没有那个正确的路了。If
it's true that the wrong road leads to destruction, I want to get on the right road.
如果真的是那个错误的路引向灭亡的话呢，我想要走到正确的路上。Now
in the book of Proverbs, we read an interesting verse. It says, there is a way which seems right to a man, But the end thereof are the ways of death.
这个里面在箴言里有一个经文是这样说的。 那里有一条路呢，看起来好像是对的，但是却引向死亡。So
this man says, I think I'm going in the right direction.
所以这个人说呢，我认为我走在正确的方向上。That
man says, I think I'm going in the right direction.
那个人说呢，我走在正确的方向上。And
there are many wrong directions, but only one right direction.
但是错误的方向很多，但是只有一个方向是对的。
Some people say all the roads lead to the same place.
所以呢，所有的人，很多人说呢，有些人说呢，所有的路都通向一个地方。
They say it doesn't matter where you go, go find God. Everybody, all the roads lead to God.
所以他说，不管你往哪里走，所有的路呢，最终呢，都通向神，你最终会找到神的。
And they will tell you that story all over the world.
因为他们会满世界去讲这样的故事。But
the book of Proverbs says, the end of all those roads is the same. It's death and destruction.
所以但是呢，箴言说呢，那些所有的其他路呢，他们最终的目的是一样的，就是罪，就是死，就是毁灭。Now,
does everybody in the world believe that we are all born on the broad road going the wrong way?
所以是不是世界上所有人都相信我们出生的时候都出生在宽路上，走在错误的方向上呢？
So if you go on the street, on 16th Avenue, you speak to somebody, excuse me, are you born going in the wrong direction? Or were you born going in the right direction?
因为如果你走在门前的第十六街大道上，你看到一个人，你跟他说呢，啊，对不起啊，你是不是出生在那个宽路上？你是不是走在错误的方向上呢
？And the common belief is that men were born good, and the environment makes them bad.
所以呢，通常的那个相信就是说是人出生的时候是好的，只是后来环境把它变坏了。So
the common philosophy in Canada today is this.
所以非常普遍的在加拿大的这样的一个哲学是这样的。We
were born good, and if you get the right education and the right money, everything will be fine.
说呢，我们出生本来就是好的。如果你受到好的教育，有足够的钱，一切都不会没事儿的。And
I guess at some point there was some logic to at least the end of that, that education might lead you in the right direction.
我认为呢，从那个有些那个逻辑，在这样的一个逻辑上呢，有些的那个教育呢，可能把你带到错误的方向上去。But
it's tragic, isn't it? Many of the universities today, most universities today, teach folly. They don't teach the right direction. They teach the wrong direction.
现在这个是一个很大的悲剧。大多数的大学呢，当今呢，他们教导那个错误的东西。他们并没有教导你要走到正确的方向上，他们教你走到错误的方向上去。Now,
the philosophies of the world are basically the same.
这个世界的哲学呢，基本上也是那样的。They
basically say children are born good.
那么基本上说孩子出生是善良的。And
let them grow up and they'll be all right.
让他们自己成长，他们就会没事儿了。And
the Bible says no, children are born bad.
但圣经说不是这样的，是孩子出生就是坏的。It
says, and this is a quote now, it says, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it from them.
所以这个里面呢，就是这是引用圣经里的，就是说孩子从小了那个愚蠢呢，就是在他们心里绑定的，但是棍棒可以把他赶走。Children
have got to be trained.
这孩子必须要接受训练。Takes
a long time.
花很长时间去训练。
Takes a lot of work, but children have got to be trained.
这要花很多的工作，但是孩子必须接受训练。
And when there's foolishness, when there's sin, when there's rebellion,
但那里有愚蠢，有罪，有那个叛逆，必须。
Our philosophy says you cannot spank a child. You will crush his spirit. You'll change him. He's a good boy. Don't. And the Bible says, no, you've got to punish the child when he does wrong because what he's doing is wrong.
你这个里面呢，就是说是圣啊，我们世界的哲学说呢，啊，你不能打孩子，你打孩子呢会摧毁他的精神，让他呢变得那个变态。那么说呢，实际圣经说不是这样的。当孩子做错了事情以后，你就必须纠正他，你必须惩罚他。
So there are two basic principles, philosophies in the world. One says that people are born good, let them go. And the other says people are born bad and they must be trained and they must change direction and choose the narrow road.
所以这个里面呢，就是说在世界上呢，现在有两种哲学。第一个呢，就是孩子出生就是好的，你让他自然生长。那么第二个呢，就是说是啊，孩子呢，他必须要去训练。如果呢，就是说是你他做错的事，他有罪，你必须训练他，让他去走在窄路上。The
Western world believes in democracy.
对我们西方世界相信民主。What
does democracy teach?
那民主教导什么呢？
It teaches that the people are right, and if all the people vote, they will vote in the right direction for the right end.
这个里面呢，就是说，他说所有的人呢，其实都是对的。如果他们去投票的话呢，他们会那个从正确的方向去投，那么会带来正确的结果。Now,
the Christian says that the people in the world are all going in the wrong direction. But if they're taught about Jesus, then they will know the right direction and they will vote in the right direction.
所以呢，基督徒们说呢，就是整个世界上的人嘛，他们呢都走在错误的方向上。如果他们呢去教导他们我们的主耶稣基督呢，他们就会走在正确的方向上。如果正确的方向上，他们再去投票呢，他们会投到正确的人身上。
But we're finding out in our generation that the people are voting in the wrong direction. What are they voting for?
所以呢，我们发现在我们这一代呢，人们的投票是投在错误的方向上。他们投谁呢？
People in our generation are voting for sin.
所以在我们这一代人，他们为了罪投票。
They're saying sin is right.
他们说罪是对的。
They're saying I was born this way, I should do what I think I should do, and as a, I was born a sinner, and therefore sin is right. I was born good, and therefore I want to do, and whatever I want to do is good, and therefore they vote for sin.
因为他说呢，我出生就这样。那么说呢，那么说因此呢，我要照着我想做的事情我就去做。如果说呢，我做的我喜欢罪，我就做这罪做，我就会一直这么做下去。那么说呢，最终呢，他们投票的时候呢，他们是为了罪去投。And
so the Lord Jesus comes into the world and he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father but to the Father but by me, and therefore you've got to get off the broad road and get on the narrow road. You've got to choose the new road.
当我们主耶稣基督来了以后呢，他就说我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命，没有人不通过我可以去到父那里。因此呢，你们必须呢离开那条宽路，走在窄路上去。
It's interesting, isn't it? The Bible teaches us that most people are wrong.
这个是不是非常有意思的圣经教导我们大多数人是错的。How
many people were in the world in the days when Noah lived?
因为当时呢，在挪亚那个年代，有世界上生活着多少人呢？
How many people were survived the flood?
有几个人在那个大洪水里幸存下来了呢？
How many people in Sodom and Gomorrah when Lot was there?
当罗德在那里时候，索多玛和蛾摩拉有多少人口？
I don't know, maybe 10, 20,000 people, we're not told.
哎，我不知道，也许呢，就是说是那个十几万或者二三十万人，我不知道，并没告
How
诉我。
many people got out of Sodom and Gomorrah?
有几个人从索多玛和蛾摩拉出来了呢？
Three.
三个。
The vast majority of people are wrong.
大多数那个主流是错的。
They're all born wrong.
他们出生就是错的。
That's the problem of sin. Adam and Eve had two children. Which of them were born wrong?
这就是罪的问题。那么亚当夏娃有两个孩子，哪一个出生就是错的呢？
They were both born wrong.
他们两个出生都错。
What happened to them?
在他们身上发生什么了？
Well, Abel said, I was wrong. I brought a sacrifice to God of an animal, and the blood is there as a picture that I know that I'm a sinner and I need to be forgiven.
亚伯说呢，我错了，所以我要向神献祭，我要给神献一只羊。我知道呢，那你羊的血呢，就是提醒我，我是个罪人，所以呢，我必须悔罪。
And Cain said, I'm okay.
所以该隐说呢，我没事。
I don't need to come God's way.
我不想，我不用去照着神的道走。
I don't need to change.
我不需要改变。
I don't need to leave the broad way.
我不用离开宽路。
So, over to John chapter 1.
又回到约翰福音一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
And verse number 10 says.
第十节说。
Says Jesus was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him.
第十节说他在世界，就主耶稣基督在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
That's the story of the world, isn't it?
这是整个世界的故事，是不是呢？
Many people in the world know about Jesus.
在世界上很多人，他们知道关于主耶稣基督。
But they don't receive him, they don't know him.
但他们却不接纳他，不认识他。
Verse 11 says, Jesus came to his own things, and his own people did not receive him.
第十一节说，主耶稣基督来到他自己的人，对你自己人倒不接待他。
Jesus came to the world. Did he know anything about the world he came to?
所以主耶稣基督来这个世界，他对他来到的这个世界，他知道任何事情吗？
Sure.
当然。
He made the world. He was born in Bethlehem. Did he know Bethlehem? Sure. He designed Bethlehem.
所以呢，他创造的世界，当然了，他在伯利恒出生的，因为他设计了伯利恒。
He lived in Nazareth. Did he know anything about the city of Nazareth?
他呢，住在拿撒勒城，他对拿撒勒城有多少了解呢？
Sure. He was the one who built Nazareth. He put the rocks where they were. He put the cliffs where they were. He put the whole city together as he wanted it.
当然呢，他设计了拿撒勒城，他把那些岩石放在那里，把悬崖放在那里，他把那些建筑物呢是放在那里，他是设计拿撒勒城的那个人。
So he came to his own, verse 10, 11 again. He came to his own, and that word in Greek is neutral. It refers to his own things, but his own people, his own masculine people, his own feminine people, they did not receive him.
这个里面第十一节呢，说是他来到自己的地方，这个地方的那个词呢，在原文里是希腊文，它是个中性的，他就是讲到的就是他来到他自己地方，来到他自己的人那里，所有的就是人是都属于他的，但是他们却不接待他。
But the thrilling thing is verse 12.
让我们感到激动的是第十二节。
There is a narrow gate and a narrow way, and we can follow that if we choose.
所以这里存在一个窄路，一个窄门。如果我们选择的话，我们就可以跟从。
Verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God." to those who believe on his name.
第十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿子。
How do you get on the narrow road?
你怎么样走上窄路了？
How do you get on the road that leads to life?
你怎么样走到那条路上引向生命的呢？
Well, it's very simple. You become the children, one of the children of God.
所以这个就是非常简单，你成为神的孩子中的一员。
You get born into a new family.
你必须出生在一个新的大家庭里。
How do you get into the new family?
你怎样进入那个大家新家庭呢？
You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You receive him into your heart and life so that you are born again and you're on the narrow road that leads to life.
因为你相信主耶稣基督呢，你把他接纳到你的内心和你的人生中。 然后呢，你就重生了，重生以后呢，你就走到窄路上，进了窄路上以后呢，他就引你引向生命。So
how many kinds of people are there in the world?
这个世界上有多少种类的人呢？
Two.
两类。
There's the people on the broad road.
有人走在宽路上。
And there are the people on the narrow road.
有人走在窄路上。
Which road would you rather be on?
你宁愿走哪条路呢？
Well, I don't want to be on the road that leads to destruction.
我不想走,
I want to be on the road that leads to life.
我不想走在那条路上带到灭亡，我想走的路是引向生命的路。
How do you get there?
你怎么走上那条路呢？
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and
相信主耶稣基督，
you will be saved.
你会得救。
Pretty good news.
非常好的消息。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you that the Bible is a big book with a simple story.
最主要，我们感谢您的圣经是一本大的书，但是带着简单的故事。
It's marvelous, Lord, that you should say so much, the conclusion of which is always the same. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved.
最主要就是我们非常惊奇的是呢，您呢必须说很多的话，但是呢，就是最终都是简单的一句：相信主耶稣基督，你必得救。Lord,
the fact is, we've only got one life. How tragic if we should spend it heading in the wrong direction.
最主要我们呢，就是问题是我们只有一次生命。那么说呢，如果我们走在错误的方向上，走向毁灭，会怎么样呢？
Lord, may each of us be selfish enough to say, I want to be on the right road. I want to go to life. I don't want to go to the punishment of hell.
所以我要愿我们每一个人有足够的自私，到说到呢，我想要走在那个引向生命的路上，我不想走在那条路上呢，把我带到地狱里去。So
Lord, thank you for the simplicity, the clarity, and the simplicity of the message.
所以主啊，我们感谢这样的，就是说是信息的这样的简单、这样的简洁、这样的清楚。May
we each choose life.
愿我们每个人选择生命。And
we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.